Unit 5. Word List. Alternate. To alternate means to switch back and forth between two things.
The best exercise alternates muscle and heart strengthening.
Apologetic. If someone is apologetic, they are sorry about something.
The boy felt apologetic after losing his sister's favorite toy.
Benign. If something or someone is benign, they do not hurt anyone.
Many spiders look scary, but most are actually benign.
Char. To char means to burn something so that it turns black.
While Frank went inside to get the mustard, he accidentally charred the hot dogs.
Clarify. To clarify means to make something easier to understand by explaining it.
Drew tried to clarify all the functions of Michelle's new computer.
Distress. Distress is the feeling of being upset or worried.
Failing a class caused the student a lot of distress.
Dogged. When someone's actions are dogged, they try hard to continue something.
Her dad bought her a new jacket after her dogged request for one.
Ensue. To ensue means to happen after something.
After a few minutes of lightning, thunder ensued.
Gasp. To gasp means to make a noise by quickly breathing in when surprised.
John always gasps when watching a scary movie.
Negotiate. To negotiate means to try to make an agreement through discussion.
Mario and Joe took a long time negotiating the contract between the companies.
Overdose. An overdose is an instance of taking or having too much of something.
John's skin was burned from an overdose of sunshine.
Persuasion. Persuasion is the act of making someone do or believe something.
The persuasion of his argument convinced the customer to buy the laptop.
Relay. A relay is a race in which teams of runners or swimmers race against each other.
Jerry was the fastest on his team, so he ran the last part of the relay.
Reluctance. Reluctance is a feeling of not wanting to do something.
Jesse took out the trash with great reluctance.
Restate. To restate something means to say it again or in a different way.
Mrs. Jones restated the test question to the class.
Sesame. Sesame is an herb that is grown for its small seeds and its oil.
I used the buns with the sesame seeds on them.
Sip. To sip something means to drink a small amount at a time.
Liza relaxed on the beach, sipping fruit juice through a straw.
Verge. The verge is the point at which something is about to happen.
Joan was on the verge of leaving her house when the phone rang.
Wary. If someone is wary, they are cautious or mistrusting.
She was wary of going to school because she hadn't done her homework.
Waver. To waver is to be unable to decide between two choices.
I wavered between eating the apple or the cake for a snack.
Unit 6. Word List. Ashore. If something goes ashore, it goes from water to the land.
After a long day of fishing, Glenn pulled his boat ashore so it wouldn't float away.
Contradict. To contradict means to state the opposite of what someone else has.
Ken was always fighting with his little sister because she kept contradicting him.
Counterpart. A counterpart is something that is very similar to something else in what it does.
Our manager will meet our rival company's counterpart later today.
Devoid. When something or someone is devoid of a thing, they are missing it.
The movie was devoid of any violence, so it was a perfect movie for the family.
Diverge. To diverge is to become different or to follow a different direction.
The road diverged into two paths that led to our houses.
Elude. To elude means to avoid being caught by something.
The rabbit eluded the wolf by hiding in a bush.
Embryo. An embryo is a human or animal that is still growing inside its mother.
Some doctors say that what a mother eats has a big effect on her embryo.
Fend. To fend off something means to push it away and avoid it.
Dave spent all night fending off bugs instead of sleeping.
Fictitious. When something is fictitious, it is made up and not real.
The author said that the characters in her book were completely fictitious.
Gazette. A gazette is a newspaper.
Alice wants to write for a gazette when she's older.
Homogeneous. If something is homogeneous, it is made up of things which are all the same.
All of the houses on Victor's block were boring and homogeneous.
Obstruct. To obstruct something means to get in its way.
The car broke down on the road and obstructed traffic for hours.
Plunge. To plunge means to move down into something very quickly.
The water in the pool was very cold, but the boy plunged in anyway.
Prolong. To prolong means to make something last for a longer time.
Sandy walked slowly across the beach, trying to prolong her lunch break.
Publicize. To publicize is to make something get a lot of attention.
The company publicized the job positions in the newspaper.
Sparse. If something is sparse, there is not very much of it in a big area.
Rob spent Saturday in his garden, clearing out the sparse weeds.
Surplus. A surplus is an extra amount of something.
The store sold their surplus items on sale.
Theorize. To theorize means to develop ideas about something.
They enjoyed theorizing about how things worked.
Verify. To verify means to find out if something is true.
Julian called the movie theater to verify that the movie started at 9.
Vigorous. If something or someone is vigorous, they use a lot of energy.
Henry uses vigorous exercise to keep himself in shape.